We're working on the Marquette Elger College Access Network. We've convened a group of people and we're in the planning stages of this network. It's really to help more of our kids in the two-county area get into college or some sort of post-secondary education and then to succeed. There are a lot of kids out there that maybe have trouble navigating the system into college, or they just need extra support. And so that's what we're working on.
So it's obviously working them through the admission process, but then much more than that too.
Yeah. It's really starting at a very early age and getting the whole community involved to create what we'd call a college-going culture in the area.
Where did an idea like this come from to do this?
Well, there's a national movement to to form these local college access networks, and the movement is strong in Michigan, and there is a Michigan College Access Network that is supporting these startups around the state. We'll be the fourth in the UP, but there's like I think there's over 40. Downstate right now.
What are some of the support things that you're looking at? Because we talk to Paul all the time about community support. What are you thinking as far as that angle of things with kids? And what age kids are we talking about? High school age or even earlier?
Well, right, even earlier. Like I said, we'd like to start very early, even with the elementary schools, getting kids to think about going to college and just helping them so they know that is something that they would be able to achieve. So it's really working with lots of different organizations in the community, such as the YMCA, mentoring programs like Big Brothers Big Sisters, of course the schools, the K-12 schools, and Northern Michigan University will play a big part in this as well.
Is it preparing them as far as nuts and bolts are concerned, or is it preparing them emotionally for college, or is it a little bit of combination of everything?
I'd say it'll be a combination of all of that. Again, we're just in the planning stages right now, so we're not exactly sure what it's going to look like, but the idea is to coordinate services and programs that are already existing out there and then strengthening where we need to and filling in the gaps.
Is there protocol or a program? I mean, you're developing it right now, but what would you be sort of looking for? Like, what could someone expect if they got their child or involved in this? That what kind of, where would it start and that sort of thing?
Well, I would hope that we would be able to provide them with some guidance on, you know, things like financial aid help, just mentoring, tutoring, the test preparation. Those sorts of services are what we're trying to coordinate and strengthen to make sure that we have what kids need to really navigate that system into college.
And it sounds like it's more than just the kids you're thinking about. That almost strikes me as a family approach.
Oh, sure. It would be, yes, it would be helping the family to navigate that.
Is there a goal to have it by the next fall or something, or as you're developing this, or see how it comes together?
Well, like I said, we're in the planning stages right now. That'll go through the summer, and we would hope to actually have some sort of a working structure for this up and going in the fall.
It's a tricky process getting enrolled in college and getting the financials and all of the paperwork in order. So I'm sure that putting this entire process together is also a little bit challenging right now.
Yeah, it is. Right now, we're just really trying to see what the need is out there. We're trying to... we've got a survey that we've sent out to schools and other youth serving organizations to try to see what all is going on out there as far as college access and college success help goes.
Well, if anybody has that maybe one last brilliant idea or something, maybe they hear about this and they want to get involved in this, what would you suggest they do?
Give us a call. Give me a call at the Great Lakes Center. Number's 228-8919, extension 26. And we have our second planning meeting coming up this next Wednesday, and we would welcome people to that.
Interesting that you're getting it open like that for folks to come in. But of course, and the website for the agency again is
glcyd.org.